Sienna, you're freezing again. I missed what you said. Sarah, did you hear her?
No, she froze. Sorry, Kiana. I think what you were asking about was the non-EHS sites.
Yeah.
Okay. I can speak to that a little bit if you wish.
Okay.
We operate with all of our... sites under something. EHS is sort of the big dog. So all the lawyers and everything have all looked over their SPA contract. And so most smaller sites have just opted to follow the SPA, the same contract as AHS. So we, under that, we're obligated to follow AHS policies because most of our sites have done that. They've said, yes, we're going to follow the exact same health and safety requirements as AHS. It's easier than creating multiple SPAs.
Okay.
Because they're legal documents and contracts. So unless something is really specific to a site, for example, Bethany, their SPA is pretty much the same as AHS. But they had a public health emergency, so they were to VHS. So we may see some differences in those agreements based on public health issues or emergencies. But in the case of standard health and safety, they're exactly the same. So we don't go to each individual site and say, what are your health and safety requirements, unless they're over and above what the SPA already has covered in it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you're not going to find any with less. You're going to find some with more, but none with less. That helps.
Okay. So how is that kind of determined? Like, do you guys just give them a sheet and say, like, is this your requirements or is this something that they've pre-decided?
It's a massive legal document. It's a contract that we have with our partner agencies. So we don't even look at that as instructors. That is done at higher levels than all of us.
It was done years ago, like when we established our program, right? So this would have been, as soon as you want to establish a nursing program, you have to have agreements in place with certain placements, obviously AHS being the biggest one. So sometimes every 5 years it might get revisited, but it's a long-standing agreement that was established. Yeah.
They do get renewed every 5 years, so somebody looks at them, but it's lawyers and administrators. It's not us. We don't do that.
So as it applies to COVID policy, what you're saying is that as the AHS has constantly changed their program mandates, that all of the other facilities have followed suit exactly?
We've had to, yeah. Because that's what our SPA agreements say, that we will follow AHS policy. So we don't have to look at specific, we don't have to change that SPA agreement every time a policy change occurs because it just says we're following their health and safety policies.
Okay, so in this situation, then you guys help enforce the mandates as established by AHS.
Yeah, we're actually mandated to. Our students can't be, it's our responsibility to ensure our students meet the requirements. AHS doesn't do that. That's part of that SPA agreement.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
And without us doing that, if we didn't uphold that, we'd lose our placement agreements and then we would have no placements.
I see.
That's the legalese of it, and we don't have much wiggle room in there. In fact, we have zero at this level.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, how that comes across, I'll be honest on this one, is it comes across as you guys, well, the college condones the mandatory vaccination and coercion of people to receive vaccination as mandated by the government.
Whether the college condones or not is actually completely irrelevant. Unfortunately, we don't ask those questions. That is outside of our purview. Our purview is to follow the policy and to make sure that our contract is being followed, so that we can maintain student placements. That's it. The morality of it all has nothing to do with us at this level, and that's not a conversation that is even worth entertaining at this level, to be honest.
I see. Okay. As far as, well, I don't think we can even discuss next year and kind of going ahead, because I think, Sarah, you and I discussed that to some degree. Okay. Well, then I think that's everything. Thank you guys for meeting with me. I appreciate that.
Sorry, it's not the news that you wanted.
Well, I understand from your perspective, too.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. I see you're getting emotional here. It's a really tough situation. I can appreciate there's a lot of emotions happening right now. And again, the email that I sent yesterday, just in regards to, you know, dropping the course, I guess, again, the reason that we're, you know, telling you more about that decision is, again, for your tuition refund. There, we know that there's a shorter time frame. I know in the fall the college extended the ad drop deadline, but we've not heard of that happening for winter, so we just didn't want too much time to pass and for you to miss out on that opportunity. So
thank you.
I know that, you know, there's limited time, so just wanted to make sure we're clear about that, so because our you know, our hands are tied with that deadline.
Okay, thank you for that.
Yeah.
We'll follow this meeting up with an email as well, because I know it's sometimes hard to remember everything that was sent, so we'll make sure that it's followed up and that you get a copy of the email as well, okay?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
And if you have questions about, you know, taking a term off, you know, again, just let me know. I can pass you along to the registrar to find out the ins and outs of taking a pause in your program, and then we can sort out, you know, a few months from now what your options might be.
Okay.
Things, right, and we talked about that. Things can change for you personally, and things can change in the world. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I'd like to kind of go ahead with those discussions because I won't be taking, what was it, 364?
Right.
Just because of the change for next year that we had discussed. So yeah, it'll be basically taking one off. I'll continue my course for 365, I think it is. I'll continue with that one for now. But the others we'll have to do next year.
So what I'll confirm then, actually I'll probably pass you right along to the registrar. I'll send you her email, Kiriana, because I think it's probably better for her to confirm. I think if you're registered in one course, you're sufficient to maintain your status in the program. So it would just be for, and I don't know if they call spring an actual term or if it would just be the fall term, next fall, that you would potentially have to take a deferral. To then return for the winter when 360 and 364 are offered again. And again, depending on health and safety requirements at that time, we'll discuss it at that time. But I think one course would probably be sufficient that you wouldn't need to apply for the deferral until fall. But again, she'll confirm that with you.
Okay.
I just want to make sure we cross the T's and dot the I's.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you.
I'll summarize all of that as well for you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time. Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah.